as soon as there is a change in body mass, a change in percentage of fat, leptin levels are very reactive to that, and it's difficult then to show an impact of sleep duration. There have been epidemiologic studies who have found reduced leptin levels in those with short sleep after controlling for a number of confounders.
Dennis, UCSF. A lot of people who have insomnia are treated with medication. Has anybody done any studies to look at because they're having problems with sleeping, and I include this obese patients, whether or not these medications, various sleep medications, have these hormonal effects, interfere with the correct sleep, and affect insulin resistance?
I mean, that's a very important and interesting question, and it has not been addressed. I think I can share the one experience that there was a novel sedative hypnotic under development that the pharmaceutical company had noticed that there was a small decrease in BMI in those randomized to the active drug as compared to the placebo. And so they called me in to develop a protocol to examine that, and then the upper management decided not to continue the development, and my project was in the trash can.
So much for that amazing talk. Your work has been so important in this, you know, linking the mechanism of short sleep to obesity. I was wondering if you could comment a little bit on any one of these three areas of stress and how it's linked.